We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'll never call off. Fourth quarter pressure. Back of the jersey. Double sevens. No matter how many times, I never get tired of that reference. Hop Hall of Fame for dirt. We love you with a deep reverence.
Hi, this is Luka Doncic.
Hi, I'm Kyrie Irving.
And you're listening to the Mavs Step Back Podcast.
They waiting on my fall off. I'll never call off. Fourth quarter pressure. Back of the jersey. Double sevens. No matter how many times, I never get tired of that reference. Hall of Fame for dirt. We love you with a deep reverence. Backcourt nasty. I wonder who gon' check him. Cuban did his thing when he went and got number 11. I still got his picture on my wall at 707. Feel synonymous with Kyrie, how we both train with aggression. Competition obsolete, trying to breathe life into my dreams. I'm so tired of sleep, still got some work from last season that was incomplete. So hungry for redemption, thank my boys, that's my overeat. Like Luka with his three, if I'm hit, my mic is prone to overheat. I pride myself the most, I'm 22 and my folks proud of me. I took the hard way since I was 10. It was no surprise to me. A step back mass blowing up was no surprise to me. And I'm speaking honestly.
Seven.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome in to another episode of the Mavs Step Back Podcast. I'm your host, Dalton Trigg. You can find me, as always, on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Dalton_Trigg. You can find the pod account at Step Back Mavs. And please be sure to go like, rate, and subscribe on all your favorite podcast platforms, especially YouTube and especially Apple Podcasts, where you can go leave us a review and be entered for a chance to win future giveaways on t-shirts, tickets, you know, stuff of that nature. We select randomly from that, and that's an easy way to throw your name into the hat. So be sure to go do that. Leave us your comments on our YouTube videos if you have any questions, or if you have opposing views on stuff that we talk about on this podcast. Just go there, and that's the easiest way to communicate what you're feeling to us. We want to hear from you, so I mean, it's there if you need it. Sometimes on Twitter, you know, things can get kind of lost in the shuffle and in replies, and you know, you never know what you're going to see and what you're not going to see after, you know, Elon Musk took over and changed things that he did that way. But I can guarantee you I will see your stuff on the YouTube comments. So be sure to go over there and do that. So on Friday, the Mavs, after practice, Jason Kidd, Derrick Jones Jr., and Dante Exum, they all talked to the media. If you've gotten this far in our podcast, you've already listened to the Derrick Jones Jr. press conference from after practice on Friday, and now we're going to listen to Dante Exum and what he has to say. He has just been absolutely incredible for the Mavs this year after spending two seasons overseas, taking a break from his NBA career. He played six seasons in the NBA before this year, went overseas. He had some injury issues in the NBA. He couldn't really shoot, was always a solid defender. But then after he came back from playing overseas and the Mavs gave him a chance to prove what he can do this year, he was incredible. He played in 55 games. He averaged 7.8 points a game, almost three rebounds, almost three assists per game. He shot 53.3% overall, and he shot 49.1% from three. And as you can imagine, that is by far a career high for Dante Exum shooting threes. The previous high for his entire career on shooting threes came in the 2019-2020 season, where he split time between the Utah Jazz and the Cleveland Cavaliers. He shot 34.9% on 1.2 three-point attempts per game. And this season, shooting nearly, let's see, he's shooting exactly 2 3-pointers per game. So that's a career high too. Or no, it's not. That's the third highest of his career. But it's the highest he shot since his second season played in the NBA. But on those two attempts per game, he's shooting 49.1%, which is nearly 15% higher than his previous career high. Just incredible stuff from Dante Exum after playing in Spain and Serbia over the previous 2 years before getting his chance. So Exum, he talks about, you know, not just this upcoming series between the Mavs and the Clippers. It starts on Sunday. Game one is on ABC, starts at 1:30 Central Time, which I know, you know, my Slovenian subscribers that come in and listen to me every week when we do these, I know y'all are happy. you get some prime time Luka playoff action. So shout out to you guys. And Dante Exum, he doesn't just talk about the series itself coming up and, you know, playing defense like he's always been able to do, but he also talks about just being a clutch player as well, because not only has Exum been excellent on the defensive end and shooting threes, but it's like when those threes have come too is what's so impressive, because he has had several clutch threes for the Mavs down the stretch, and he's a big reason why the Mavs posted a, I believe it was 23-8 clutch record in the regular season. So here's Dante Exum. Listen to him, see what he has to say as we keep rolling through these final thoughts from these players as we get closer to game one of the first round series.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Go ahead, guys. contact with the strides you made this year from three-point range, just how crucial is that going to be in a series like this when they have a lot of versatile wing defenders?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I've said it kind of all year, I think with, you know, the ISO talent that we have with, you know, Kai and Luka, just being able to force double teams, it's going to be important just to be that spot up threat. And that's what, you know, I've just tried to do this whole year.
Dante, you do have NBA playoff experience, obviously, with Utah, but I'm also curious about your EuroLeague high leverage games, Barca, Partizan. How much do you think that helps as a training ground of high leverage type games that you're going to experience in the playoffs?
Yeah, no, I think it goes a long way. I mean, I played a seven game series against the Clippers actually, and then five games in both my EuroLeague experiences. So, you know, it's definitely, you know, high pressure situations and just being able to perform, you know, when it matters most. But I think it's, you know, it's not looking forward to, like, you know, the later games, but taking the first game, and it's going to be that last quarter, that last, you know, 7 minutes when, you know, things start to, you know, slow down, and it's just kind of getting stops or getting scores. And, you know, that's the most important thing.
What have you liked about the way you collectively as a group have executed? You have one of the best clutch time records in the NBA this year. What did you like about how you fared and what you did effectively in those situations?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is everyone knows kind of what to do. And like you said, we've been in a lot of situations where we've had to play that. So I think, you know, no matter who's on the floor and kind of what lineup we have, everyone knows their role and kind of how, you know, to close out games. And, you know, we work on a lot of end game situations, end game plays, kind of, you know, what, you know, we expect to see from teams. So I think that's important, and just being prepared.
With the Clippers having so many Hall of Fame perimeter players on their team, how important is a guy like Derrick Jones as far as his defense was concerned?
Yeah, I mean, defense, I mean, you know, the thing they always say is defense wins championships. So obviously that's something that, you know, we're taking, you know, very seriously. You know, not only D. Jones, PJ, just the length that we show Gavin and Lively down the in the paint. So I think that's important, and just being able to switch, and you know, even Lucas, you know, made great strides, and, you know, being a good defender and something we can rely on.
What did you see from D. Jones this year as far as being a lockdown defender?
I think he's just the relentlessness of him. You know, he's going to pick up every time. He's going to take the challenge. You know, I think, you know, when I check in and I look at him and I go, hey, you need a break, he's always like, no, I'm good, I got it. So you know, I think he's just a guy that wants to compete, a guy that's going to always challenge himself, and that's important. You know, when you're going against, you know, guys that, you know, this with this offensive talent. So yeah,
he spoke a little about the technicality that didn't allow him to make all team second defense. Just any thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, there's been a lot of stuff. You know, I think you saw other guys going through it as well, and I even talked to him about it. But yeah, you know, it's tough to, when a guy, you know, deserves it, to miss out on just technicalities. But you know, I've always said, you know, awards don't make you. So I think we know what we have, and he knows how good of a defender is, and you know, the reward's going to be in what he can do in the playoffs. So
Dante, with these playoff practices starting, have you felt an increase of intensity with these practices compared to the regular season?
I think we've always kind of kept that. You know, obviously it's more focused. You know, I think obviously when you can just lock in on one team, you know, it makes it a bit more, you know, every day is coming in and this guy, and what they do. So I think just in that stand, it's, you know, you can say it's become a bit more intense. But no, with the practices, you know, we've kind of been always like this and making sure that we're right and just working on ourselves as well.
You said awards don't make you to Derrick Jones Jr. What does make you?
I mean, just going out, it's even just to be talked about it. And but I think the biggest thing is we know what he can do. You know, guys, obviously guys want to win awards and stuff like that, but I think at the end of the day, he would rather win a championship than, you know, win an award or whatever. And I think that runs deep in our team. So I think that's the most important thing.
How's it been to have Derek back with you guys and, you know, kind of hopefully helping normalize things for him?
Yeah, no, it's been good. I mean, obviously, it's you know, a difficult time. But I mean, hats off to him of how he's handled it. And I think just how the Mavs have, you know, helped him, you know, that's been huge. And just being there for him every step of the way. And I know he feels that with the team as well. So
thank you.
Thanks. All right, y'all. Again, that was Dante Exum. I have high expectations for him going into this series. I think the Mavs have a really good collection of shooting and length and defense surrounding Luka and Kyrie. Obviously, it works because the Mavs won 16 of their final 17 games in the regular season when both Luka and Kyrie played. And, you know, that streak started when Jason Kidd inserted Derrick Jones Jr. and Daniel Gafford into the starting lineup in place of Josh Green and Derek Lively. And, you know, Derek Lively, he's had some stuff going on. You know, he had a knee issue, you know, the very sad passing of his wonderful mother, Kathy Drysdale. You know, where our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family still. I mean, I know it's been about a week and, you know, he's back at practice and he went in front of the team and, you know, spoke to them, you know, just very, very high level stuff from Derek Lively, given the stuff he's going through. I can't imagine having lost both parents, you know, by age 20. It seems really rough, but anyway, not to get off on all that, but I did just want to mention that, you know, he's back. It's Jason Kidd said that Derek Lively, it's looking like he's going to be back to start this series, which is huge for the Mavs. And then again, Dante Exum off the bench, you know, he might not start. I can imagine that, you know, he will have a big role, not only just coming off the bench, but also closing lineups too. I can see him being a big closer, especially with how clutch he's been this season. So, guys, I appreciate it. Be sure to go like, rate, and subscribe on all your favorite podcast platforms. And again, hit that subscribe button on YouTube and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts for your chance to be entered for future giveaways. Appreciate it. Y'all.